Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this episode of She Coaches Coaches. Today, I have got a special guest episode. I'm using these Ask the Expert episodes to bring all kinds of different perspectives to you and windows into different types of coaching. And really, just from this place of, if you could see what some of the other people are doing in the coaching and more integrated areas, it might open possibilities up for you. So let me introduce you to my guest. Her name is Melissa, and she worked in corporate. You guys know this thing, right? This corporate world shows up in a lot of these episodes. She was in corporate for 24 years until, as she says, one day a big fish bought the little fish. And here's the more important part. And then she was given 1 hour to clear out her desk and no word of thanks, like big clunk there. So this led Melissa on a journey to reinvent herself. And 7 years later, she is an integrative health practitioner and registered health coach. She's dedicated to helping her clients discover the root cause of their health issues and truly heal. But it wasn't always that way. Now, Melissa's business is 100% virtual. She works with the entire English-speaking world, and she uses a two-prong approach. Let me just read this to you because it's fascinating, and then I'm going to let her dive in and tell us more about it. She helps you to discover your toxic load and lower it, and also to discover your body's imbalances and support it with natural supplements and herbs so the body can come back into balance, at which point it will heal itself. And this is done through the use of functional medicine lab tests that are mailed to your home. She's a very, very interesting professional, and I really wanted you to hear her message. Melissa, welcome. Glad you're here today.
Thank you so much for having me, Candy. I'm excited to be here and have this conversation with you.
So tell me, it's such a fascinating bio. Tell me a little bit more about the journey. I would love to hear more about it.
Thank you, Candy. And when I go back to that moment in time, which was such a momentous shift in my life of being let go after 24 years, I knew three things in that moment as I was clearing out my desk: that I wasn't ever going to work for someone else again, that whatever I did next had to be of more benefit to humanity and the planet, and that three, I had no idea what I was going to do next, but I was open to being guided. And guided I was. Later that year, I stumbled upon a company that specialized in brain health supplementation. And I thought, well, that's interesting because I use my brain 24/7 and no one's ever told me that I could be doing more for my brain. And I knew there was near epidemic rates of Alzheimer's and dementia over here, but I also knew that I had a grandmother who was 99 at the time, still living at home by herself, fully caring for herself, fully cognitively functioning. So I thought, well, I want to be on her path. And I wondered though, okay, I have good genes, but is that enough in today's world? And it got me thinking about her life. She was born in little old Christchurch, New Zealand in 1916, before World War II and the advent of all our toxins we have today, and growing all their own food on the property. And I was actually raised in Tokyo, Japan, in the 1970s, during the height of manufacturing plants spewing out toxins. We've all seen those photos of manufacturing plants spewing toxins out into the atmosphere. So I realized right there that I was behind the eight ball relative to my grandmother because I was going to be way more toxic. And so I thought, well, I want to do more for my brain as a starting point. And I jumped in, started learning about the brain and learning about toxicity, toxic load on our body, and how that it was impacting our health. And about four months later, my oldest daughter got a concussion in her first grade 12 soccer game of the season. And she had just started using this brain supplement and was on the way to the soccer game saying it was really helping her focus during class in the afternoon. I started going to all of her appointments with her because A, I had started building relationships with a physiotherapist because of this nutrition for the brain, but also because she didn't have the cognitive ability to go and then come home and tell me what they'd said she should be doing so I could, you know, help support her during the week between her appointments. And so I continued my learning about the brain. 2 months after that, my second daughter got a concussion. I was driving to Vancouver and I got a phone call from the high school asking me to go pick her up because she had a suspected concussion from grade 8 gym class. And in that moment, I literally looked out my windshield across the ocean, up at the heavens and went, really? This is how you show me my path? Stop taking out my children. So now I had two very different concussions in the household. Great nutrition for the brain, and started going to both sets of appointments. And that was kind of the birth of your guided health journey, because I realized, what do other people do that don't have a mom that is conveniently not working right now? Everything happens for us, right?
Yes. Yeah.
To guide their healing journey.
And it just makes me think about, it makes me think about concussion management and how that is such an ongoing issue. So many developments in that area. I'm really interested in how you had the supplementation along with the management. And then thankfully, of course, that you were able to put the time and the energy into supporting your daughter's recovery. So yeah, continue. I just wanted to kind of chime in there. I'm like the voice of the listener in your ears.
No problem at all. And so, yes, I continued learning as I continued guiding my daughters and supporting them. And we live in a small town, so people knew our story and started calling me and saying, oh, my husband just got a concussion. What do I do? I have an employee with a concussion. What do I do? My child has a concussion. What do I do? And I was invited around that same time to work at a holistic clinic that was opening to support the many people with concussions. I live in Whistler, BC, downhill ski resort in the winter, downhill biking resort in the summer, right? Lots of concussions and lots of experts, but nobody was bringing the nutritional piece to it that I had, as well as, luckily for all of the other practitioners, they hadn't actually had concussions. And so what I was hearing from people is they really loved working with me because I truly knew what they were going through. And I had that empathy. And I wasn't just telling them, go do this. I was explaining why they needed to be doing things and how it might feel and how they needed to be listening to their bodies, et cetera, et cetera. They just felt more supported. And so the next thing that kind of threw a spanner in my works and got me onto the right path was that I couldn't actually work at that clinic until I had insurance, liability insurance, which I couldn't get because no insurance company would touch me because I had no education. I simply had experience and my own research and knowledge, which is education, but it wasn't a certified education.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right. So at this point, I decide, okay, I should become a life coach, which had been floating around in the back of my head ever since I'd been let go, but it hadn't landed. But I thought, okay, now's the time I need to do this. And I contact a friend who is a life coach and a very successful life coach. I said, where did you do your training? I'd like to do a life coaching course where you did yours. And he just said to me, you don't want to be a life coach. You need to be a health coach. And I went, what? What's that? Like, I've literally never heard the term before. But again, it was just another like complete download gift from the universe, right? It landed immediately, which is why the life coaching had never landed since I'd been let go. Because in this time, a good 18 months has passed. And so I started Googling health coaching courses, found one that I absolutely loved. And literally within 10 days, I'd started with their next cohort. And from there, I never looked back. Like, I knew I'd landed. I knew I'd found my purpose, my passion, and I couldn't get enough of it. And again, over the course of 2 years, because I did several levels of it, I did my life coaching, but I just didn't have the same passion for it. But it was included as an add-on course, so I went ahead and did it. They then introduced me to the Integrative Health Practitioner Organization. And when I saw the work of Dr. Stephen Cabral and the ability to run functional medicine lab tests to see what is going on inside the body and where those imbalances are and how we can support the body in coming back into balance, and it will heal itself because that's what it's designed to do. That's when I knew that's the path I want to go down, because people need to see that, right? We don't see what's going on inside our body. We don't see the toxins inside. We don't realize when we're living in a state of chronic stress, we're burning through our vitamins and minerals and becoming depleted. We don't realize when our gut is in dysbiosis, or, you know, that's another word of saying out of balance, or you might have bacterial overgrowth, yeast overgrowth, all of these things that can happen for so many reasons in today's world. When we get in that state, our body can't heal. When we create the environment for it to heal, when we know what's going on, it will heal very, very quickly. And that's what I love about our body. And so that was my journey.
Yeah, just a sec. There's a couple of things here that I want people to really notice is that along the way, and it's not that it always has to be this way, but your experience, and especially how you described it so eloquently, is that there were sort of milestones or critical events that happened, critical questions that were answered. But so often in your case, it was along with something that was difficult, you know, a daughter mm-hmm. that was injured, another daughter that was injured, a loss of a job. And so I really want the listeners to know that, to be able to take that step back and get that perspective. Sometimes you're not going to get that perspective looking forward or in the moment. You've had lots of water under the bridge, and you've taken those events, and you could have left them as very difficult events, but you took them and you changed them. You took them and you used a new perspective. You used them as a springboard to the next thing. And so I really want the listeners to think about that. What has happened in your life that maybe if you had a fresh perspective, you could look at this as a guided place? Like Melissa's website is your guided health journey. Where are you being guided to become the coach that you are meant to be? Where is your life giving you signs? So I just wanted to interject and sort of layer that on there, because I think it's like you've got such a great story, but we forget that it didn't happen in the 5 minutes that you explained it to us. Every single time you had to turn around and look for meaning. Every single time you had to learn around and reframe it and get a new perspective and then still keep moving forward. And so I just really wanted to honor that.
Well, thank you very much. And you're so right. And still today, I am reminded of this. Yesterday, I was doing a podcast interview and we were talking about the fact that things happen for us, not to us. So exactly as you say, when it's happening for us, when we can put ourselves in that mindset and step back and say, what am I supposed to learn from this? We can give ourselves that space to move forward instead of feeling all upset that it's not working out the way we want, beating ourselves up and kind of getting stuck in that place, right? And so there was a lot of personal growth through this time for me, a lot of reading, a lot of, you know, digging into a number of different books, et cetera. And right now I'm reading Atomic Habits with my book club group. And we just started it. We literally did chapter one yesterday. And in that book, he's talking about how nobody is an overnight success. We think they are because we don't know the story of the 10 years of hard work that it took them before they suddenly shot to being famous, right? But overnight success isn't a thing. It's in Atomic Habits, he's talking about the success comes from the habits that you build upon, and the consistency that you take with those habits over time. And so I totally agree with what you're saying, that it is a journey. And some of our greatest wins come from the difficulties that we encounter along the way, because they're there to teach us something. They're there to change my path. Health and wellness was never, ever on my radar in my conscious world, I should say. I went to university. I did a commerce degree. I went into accounting. I flipped out of that into sales because I spoke Japanese and it was the heyday of Japanese coming here and I loved it. And then from there, still, when I was let go, health and wellness was not on my radar. but I was pointed in this direction. And when I got here, as I said, I couldn't believe how much I loved it. I knew I'd landed. I couldn't stop studying. I wanted to learn more and more and more because I'd finally found my path and purpose. And what's super interesting is I had my Akashic records read at the end of December 2020. And that's the library of your soul's library, right? And I learned that I'd been a healer in all my past lives. I'd been a white witch. I'd been a wizard. I come from the Mary Magdalene line. So that was super fascinating to me, but gave me even more clarity because I'd wondered how could I absorb all of this information so quickly?
Wow. And now, right? Like the perfect answer to the question, but you would never have even asked the question if you hadn't been at that part, right?
Exactly.
You weren't ready for the answer because you don't even know the question exists.
Exactly.
Fascinating. Yeah. And it just makes me, you can see my little brain here. If anybody is looking at the video, you'll see my brain. I've got five different questions happening at one time. Let's just focus down a little bit more on how you work with people. And the purpose of this is to give that window for other coaches who are listening, thinking like maybe they know coaching is for them, but maybe they feel like they're, I don't know, it's kind of like when you have your cross-country skis in the grooves and one ski is not quite in that groove. Like, you know, you're kind of almost there, but not quite. So talk more about how you work with people, because maybe somebody else can hear that and find that groove for themselves.
I love that analogy, being a cross-country skier. So I know exactly what you're talking about. My entry program with every single person I work with is my detox program, which I offer as a group program or a one-to-one program, but they must do a detox. And the reason for that is that if we're going to be running labs and we're going to be discovering those deficiencies and we're going to be putting in healing protocols, et cetera, I want those healing protocols to be effective. I want them to get to the cells that need them. And if we've got a whole bunch of toxic mush inside our body that we do have, we just don't see it, the effectiveness of the healing protocol is much, much less. I liken it to the image of an overflowing garbage bin in a city park. We've all seen that. It's overflowing. You come along and you put a healthy apple on top. Where does that apple land? On the ground next to the garbage bin. It does not go down inside where we want it to go. And that's the same. Even if we start putting healthy stuff into our body, if it's not getting to the cells that need it. But when we clear our detox pathways, then everything can get to the cells that need it and people get results. And even in my detox, which is a 21-day detox, people get results inside those 3 weeks. And here's the thing that I found really powerful that other coaches can figure out for their own business. The detox price point is a pretty low range price point when you look at the value people get out of it. But what it does is many people come to me and they're hesitant about detoxes. They've maybe got health issues going on and they're struggling to get answers. They don't know if I can really help them because so many other people haven't. But in 3 weeks, their transformation begins and they start to believe that they're on the right track. And when they believe they're on the right track, and then that's when their healing can truly start happening, right? So in 3 weeks, people will notice their inflammation goes down. So aches and pains go away. They might start sleeping better. They might have less brain fog, more mental clarity. There's so many benefits to a detox and each person has their own results that, you know, kind of all overlap into about 10 different common benefits, right? Even just one benefit. And they're like, oh, wow, there's something to this. I've finally found the person that can help me. And so that's powerful for building that relationship. And then building them into further work with me, whether that be lab tests, one-to-one coaching, et cetera, another group program, whatever that is, because they now know that their body truly can heal itself. It is what it was designed to do. We're just not taught that through our education system. We think, you know, many of us think that I get sick, I go to the doctor, they give me a pill, they make me better. But the reality is that's a lot of pressure to put on our doctors. They don't make you better. they're trying to help and do the best they can. The system is pretty broken, you know, 7-minute appointments, 15-minute appointments. They don't get to know your whole health history, et cetera, et cetera. But it, ultimately, it's you that's responsible for your health. And when you find a doctor or somebody that you can work in partnership with, that's when you can get the results that you want. And so that's what I offer, is somebody to work in partnership with me, and I guide them. Because the other piece that's really important is the body doesn't heal in a stressed state. So if you're trying to figure it all out on your own, you're still in that stressed state and you're not sure if you're doing it right. And you might be going to Dr. Google, and that's not the best place either, because yeah. anybody can self-diagnose themselves.
Right. And you can be sick with anything.
Right? Well, I actually advise
your med student problems, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I ask people to stay away from Dr. Google, but that's what happens when you don't have support. When you have support, when you have someone that can show you what's going on inside your body, and this is what we need to do about it, you just need to trust in the process. You start getting the results, your trust builds, your belief builds, and guess what? You heal. And it's incredibly powerful. Our body's designed to heal. And our body in balance doesn't get sick, doesn't harbor illness, and doesn't hold on to excess weight. The problem is that our lifestyle today has us so far out of balance, the body's too deplete to come back. And we're out of balance because of high stress, poor sleep, poor nutrition.
So there's a number of parallels here, and the parts that I have heard, and, you know, so from an educational standpoint for the listeners to understand this way of looking at their body and creating a partnership to own their health and their recovery is very important. And at the same time, for new coaches, thinking about, can I become a coach? Is this something that I can do? Whether it's a health coach or a relationship coach or a life coach or of any type, some of the key points that you've said are people are a little bit nervous coming in. The easiest way for them to gain trust in both themselves and in their coach is to help them get results quickly. And not just results that the coach shows them, but results that they feel themselves, the change in their life, the benefit in their life. And then one of the other things that I work strongly with is belief. You know, when you believe that it's working and you start to trust, the path is so much easier because you're not dealing with all that resistance. So what you've described is partnership, which is massive, not trying to do it all on your own. Again, massive. Who wants to do everything on their own? It's a lonely, hard journey, not just for your body's health in your life, but for your emotional health and for your spiritual health as well. So a quick result, helping your client to know they're getting that result, building that trust, allowing that trust to build organically because of the expertise that you bring to them. That is the secret for having an impact on your clients' lives. And when we help our clients, we can't help but be successful in all that outer, in all the outer ways as well. But it starts with trust and belief and partnership and connection, right? What do you think?
You've said that so beautifully. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, I just said what you said, but in different words.
You just said it more succinctly. So I love that. And then the piece that I'd like to add to that too is that we're always working on ourselves. So in order for us to hold that space for our clients, we need to make sure we are supported as well. Mm-hmm. And so I have a couple of different coaches. I have a mentor and I have a business coach. And I've built a tribe of people around me that believe in me, which further helps me believe in myself, because we all have good days and bad days, right? And when our belief dips, I've got those people to go back to remind me that I too need to trust in the process. And I recently did another whole week of training, which was absolutely phenomenal. It was super intense. And my word of the week was surrender. Mm-hmm. That just came through to me loud and clear. And stop trying to make it hard. It doesn't have to be hard. You can let it be easy. And so in letting it be easy, that is surrendering for me. Right. And this training was NLP and then timeline therapy and hypnotherapy. So more modalities to be working with clients on their emotional and their mental beings, as in addition to the work that I do on their physical being, in order to give them that really well-rounded support in their healing journey. But in order for me to do that, I still have to look after me. I have to walk my talk. I make sure I get my physical exercise in every single day. I recently bought a mirror, which I totally love, so that I can do it anytime at home. I have changed the way I eat over the last 7 years because I had so many ahas when I came out of the corporate world and into health coaching going, how come I didn't know that? Why didn't someone tell me that? How is it that I'm 40 plus years old and I don't even know this? And then I realized, because I was so busy being a mom and a wife and working in the corporate world, I just didn't have time to learn it. And oh, wow, that probably means there's millions of other people out there that don't know, that I could share this with in bite-sized pieces and through the programs that I create, which is why I come back to education, because I'm so passionate about all that I learned and sharing that with others that don't have time to go back to school for 3+ years that I did.
What a great resource you are for other people, right? Like, it's like they can, you can be their Google.
Yes.
With integrity. And I'm just thinking about that. And the other thing that's kind of interesting.
I just want to add in there very quickly. I'm the first to say, I don't know everything. It's impossible for anybody to know everything.
But Google doesn't know everything either.
But I now have this amazing network of other healers and doctors that I can tap into. So when people ask me questions and I don't know the answer, I'll say, you know what? I don't know the answer to that, but let me find out and get back to you. And then I learn in the process as well.
Wonderful. Yeah. There's when you were talking about your network of people that are around you, it reminds me of the difference between this kind of business and what draws a lot of my clients to this kind of business is that corporate often is stuck with a lot of dashboards and KPIs and measurements and competitiveness and doing more with less, which is such a different approach than these types of businesses of coaching and integrative health and this, where we have collaboration and we get the synchronicity and we get the result that is exponentially so much bigger from what each person could do on their own. And that is something that I notice, not everywhere, of course, but has been solely lacking in much of corporate. And I think that's one of the reasons there are so many people who want to do something different, because they have that, they know there's something more, maybe they can't put their finger on it. And I'm hoping that, you know, hearing your story, they can get that thought of, oh, there is something more here for me. It is possible. And it can be even more than just me. It can be myself, my contribution, my clients, and all the people that I gather around who are resources and supportive. What do you think?
And the ripple effect of that is powerful. And you may never know it, but you know what's happening, right? Like, I just had an email from a woman in Australia yesterday who said, I just discovered your podcast. And oh my God, I love it. I can't wait for more episodes. Like, how random is that, right? I had no idea there were people listening in Australia. And maybe she was the only one. I don't know. I said, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And would you mind writing a review so that more Australians can find it? Because your review will show up in Australia. It doesn't show up in Canada, right? So there is this massive ripple effect. And it's interesting because, again, I was having it's actually my LinkedIn post today. I was talking about the movie Dark Waters, which I just watched this weekend after a client who had done my detox told me about it and said, now I understand why you're so passionate about helping people detox. It's about corporate knowingly poisoning water supply in West Virginia and choosing to keep doing that because dollars talk, right?
Yeah.
Similar to the Aaron Brockovich movie, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And that, unfortunately, as I was thinking about it, corporate is so driven by making more money, It's all about making more money, doing more with less. We're going to pay you a salary for 40 hours, but we expect you to work 60 hours, da, 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 right? And we get caught in this hamster wheel. And honestly, it's not fulfilling, right?
No.
So how can you live in a place of joy when you're just on this hamster wheel trying to survive, still look after your family, still put dinner on the table, and it's not even fulfilling? And I loved my job, but I'm so much more fulfilled now in what I do, because just seeing the transformation in my clients and seeing them regain their health gives me so much joy.
So much more to life, right? And exactly. And it's not, and this isn't to diss corporate. It is to sort of shine a light on an element that is present in some areas. Yes. And the more that we kind of shine that light on it, the more we realize the parts that don't work for us. And it doesn't mean that everybody who looks at something like that and goes, oh, I don't like that, doesn't mean they have to leave corporate. It means that maybe their path is in the changing of that mm-hmm. status quo.
Absolutely. Right? And there are absolutely companies that are changing. I do sense mm-hmm. a big shift in the world today, a shift in the way people want their healthcare, but also a shift in the way people want their corporate work experience to be. And there are some amazing companies that are absolutely putting employees first and figuring out how can we make this better for people, you know, and realizing that if people work, you know, a 3-day work week and get 4 days off, that ultimately they're more productive in those 3 days, knowing they're going to get it all done in those 3 days. And they're not wasting time talking at the water cooler or looking at their phone or whatever, because they're just going to get it done in 3 days. And then they get their 4 days off. There's amazing results from that. So there's definitely a shift that is happening. And like you said, if you're in it, you can be the driver of that change for your company.
Right. Wow. Well, we covered a lot.
We did.
Yeah.
It's absolutely
so great
did.
Having you.
Thank
How
you.
Can people find out more about you? What do you suggest? Share the ways they can find out more about you.
Well, the best way is my website, yourguidedhealthjourney.com. I'm also on LinkedIn as Melissa Dealey, and I post regularly there. I do 1-minute little health hack videos 3 times a week people can check out. I am on Facebook as Melissa Dealey as well. And the other thing that I'll do is I'll send you a link to my Discover Your Toxic Load quiz, which people can do to just take the quiz, find out how toxic am I. It's a bit of an aha for people where they might go, yeah, I have that symptom and I have that and I have that and I have that. And I just thought those were all aging, or I just thought they were seasonal allergies, or I just thought they were my genetics, not really realizing they could do something about it. And so you do the quiz, you get your answer. And if your score's high, guess what? Nearly everyone's scores are high. But the great news is we can bring it down, and better to bring it down now than wait another 10 years until that high score has started to trigger health issues. So that's a free gift I'll send to you for your clients. And once they do that quiz, they actually get invited into a complimentary call with me to discuss their results and what their health goals might be.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I'll put all these links in the show notes. So anybody who's listening, I would highly encourage you to reach out to Melissa, go and get to be part of her world, find out what your toxic load is, and learn more about how to have the most amazing, vital life that you can have. Thanks again so much. All right, everyone. We'll talk to you again next episode. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.